Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. It's time once again for another round of our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we have Sheriff Scott Owen in studio. And good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. I'm fine. Thank you for asking, and it's a pleasure to be here.
We've got a big day coming up here on the 25th, and that is Election Day. You got to go through two of these.
Yes, we do. We're on round two. We're in the home stretch, and we're really, really trying hard to make it through here, and hopefully the citizens of Washington County will allow me to serve them for another 4 years.
Now, we also have coming up, I want to remind everybody, Monday night, I believe it's at City Hall, we've got our round table, our forum here with you and your opponent.
Yes, we do. I'm looking forward to that with Jeff, and be good to see him.
It'd be great. We've got what we had was what, 4, 5, 20 guys running for sheriff at one time.
Well, we had a total of four.
Four.
never envisioned that, but no, we did.
Yeah. And then this is what they call the runoff.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. For folks who don't know Sheriff Scott Owen personally, and maybe this is your first time getting a peek at the sheriff, if you're moved into town and you're qualified to vote, we want everybody to know that you need to be registered to get that done and actually do it. You got to follow through.
Yeah, well, you know, being registered to vote is one of the greatest privileges that an American citizen has.
Mm-hmm.
And our forefathers fought so hard for the right to vote and to get everyone equality in the right to vote. So we need to seize that opportunity as an American and do that every time the polls are open.
Not just this race, but every race.
Yes, every race. You know, and speaking of that election, obviously I'm really concerned and looking forward to the election for the sheriff's office, because that's what I want to do. I'm sold out to the citizens of Washington County. This is where I want to complete my career. And I want to do it to the very best of my abilities for all the citizens and make the sheriff's office continue to improve it. It is already one of the best sheriff's offices, I feel, in the state of Oklahoma. And we're blessed in this county and in the city that city government officials and the citizens have put in place funding measures that allow the service level of this town and this county to be as good as it is. We have far further services that most counties don't even have. And one of those things, I'm going to deviate from the sheriff's office just a little bit, if you don't mind. I put 25 years of my life in at the city of Bartlesville at the police department, retired as a captain there over the operations unit, and managed that $4 million budget for several years there. And I love that place. That's still home to me to some degree. And we've got something coming up in the city that really needs to be addressed, and that's that general obligation bond and mm-hmm. the CIP tax, capital improvement tax. Those things are what provide critical infrastructure and critical services for the citizens of Bartlesville. So I urge everybody, get out and support this drive, because that's where your fire trucks, your police cars, your dump trucks, your sewer trucks, your water trucks, things like that are purchased to provide the level of service that we need in this town.
And of course, that ballot, that question is going to be four of them. Yep. That appear on the same ballot in the city of Bartlesville, as will the sheriff's runoff race.
As well.
Of course, in the county, there are other things. I think Copan's got a school thing going on, and there's another one as well.
Yes, that's correct. But it's an important thing, and the tax extension is an extension. It's not a new tax, so it's already there.
Very good. Now, you touched on your experience, and I think that is one thing that a lot of people, when gauging a candidate, they want to know, well, how long have you been around the profession? And you've been around quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, and on top of that, I'm a hometown boy. We moved here to Bartlesville when I was 8 years old. So I grew up and went to Bartlesville schools, graduated college high, and in 1985, I joined the Bartlesville Police Department, and worked my way up through the ranks, specialized in several areas, and at the end of my tenure there in 2010, July 2010, I was invited to join the sheriff's office. So I took my retirement from the sheriff, from the police department as a captain. And there I was over patrol operations, SWAT, fatal accident investigation unit, fleet purchasing. I assisted and managed the budget, wrote bids for equipment, managed the fleet services for several years at the city garage. I learned a ton from the city, and my career there was a wonderful career. And then Rick Silver and Steve Johnson invited me in 2010 to join the sheriff's office. So I took my retirement at the police department and went to work for them as a patrol deputy. Worked that position for about 4 years and was promoted to sergeant, and at that time was transferred into the transport division, where I managed that unit of six men, or six deputies. It wasn't always men. And it also encompassed the courthouse security and moving prisoners from Department of Corrections, mental institutions, mental treatment, court back and forth at the jail, things like that. And then I was honored enough to be selected by the commissioners in January of 2019 to serve as your sheriff for the remaining 2 years of Rick Silver's term. We've had a good 2 years. I've been able to put a few things in place that I wanted to, and we're just pressing and going on, putting school resource officers in. And I have a new DARE officer. The DARE program in Duke Rural Schools has been inactive for a few years, and my deputy Patrick Ballard, who is the grandson of former Sheriff Pat Ballard, completed recently his DARE certification, and we're going to be starting with the fifth graders at Caney Valley this semester probably, and then we're going to migrate to Copan fifth graders the second semester probably. Still in the planning stages, but DARE's coming back, and it's coming back in full swing. And it's fully funded by donations and won't cost the county a penny.
That's amazing. And it's great to hear that the community supports such a great program that gets kids to think a little bit about making better decisions in life.
And that's just it. The curriculum has changed. You know, it's drug awareness, resistance education. But it's changed and encompasses good decision making. I'm glad you brought that up, because through life, that's what we have to do. If people made good decisions all the time, I would have an empty jail.
That's true. That would be true, yeah. So there you go. Get them while they're young and impressionable, and let them think things through, and provide them the guidance in order to get into that path. That's a great thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a great thing. I've been looking forward to this for over a year and a half now, and the thing about it is, these kids, we've been in school, and we recently renewed the school resource contract with Caney Valley Elementary, so deputies are working there 5 days a week, and that provides the school an added level of security. We interact with them. I've got deputies that go in there and read storybooks to the children down there, and they just love it, and it's a really great thing. And we've just had a lot of things going on. Our reserve unit's been kind of busy. We don't have a large reserve unit, but we do have a reserve unit, and they are good people, 100% volunteer. Yesterday, one of our younger reserves was helping with the Bartlesville Public Schools. They didn't have adequate measures at the time because everything was chaotic and it's stressed getting back to school into COVID. And we went down to Jane Phillips Elementary and helped them direct traffic, because the way that everybody has to come into the schools now is different than it was. And
yes, it is.
They've really tightened down things. And but we were down there, and it worked out really well. So that I was pleased that he stepped up to the plate for that. But we were going to help, and we did. So
we're talking with Sheriff Scott Owen, and his name, of course, on the ballot with the runoff coming up on August 25th. You've got a couple of other things going on here, too, because we talked about this, I think, the last time you were in studio about community policing, and it's all about being in the community. And when it comes around to being in the community, you got that, you know, the thing with the cars, you got the holiday things with Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yes, we do. Matter of fact, we're working on a couple of things. Of course, you know, we're in a little bit different world than we were 6 or 8 months ago.
Just slightly.
Certainly from last year. So, The one big thing that's coming up in October is the Cops and Rodders Car Show.
Yeah.
That, I believe, is the first Saturday in October. Mm-hmm. I believe the date's the 3rd. We'll be getting out applications for that, and that's a big fundraiser toward what we do at Thanksgiving for the needy families with food mm-hmm. baskets, and what we do at Christmas time for the needy children. You know, last year we provided Christmas gifts to around 100 kids.
That's a lot.
And we had a really good deal. One of the things that we didn't get to do this year as a fundraiser was with the Masonic Fraternity. We always have their breakfast.
Breakfast, yeah.
And that is a really big fundraiser. So we've lost that so far. However, we have come up through coordination with the Masonic Charity Foundation. I'm going to present it to the local lodges and see if we can have a no-breakfast fundraiser and allow people to buy tickets or send in contributions that way.
There you go.
That way the Charity Foundation can match some of the money and we can continue to help the people in our community. And the reserve unit will be passing those things out as the year goes on. So
wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful.
And another big thing that's going on is nobody ever sees it. Nobody really realizes it goes on. But, you know, our jailers in our detention center, they have to be certified. And we have a jail certification. It's about an 18-hour class. And it meets the state mandate for jailers and detention officers. The new ones, I've got eight or ten new ones that are needing certification. We're mm-hmm. fixing to do that.
Yeah.
And then once that's finished, the existing staff that's there, the current staff that's there is going to have to do their annual refresher course. So it's not something you just do once and let go, because we are running that's a 240-bed, basically, facility mm-hmm. down there. And during the height of COVID, or the beginning, we reduced it down to about 110, 115, rode along there for a little bit. But now we're up to around 150, and the numbers are climbing. And with the new SCOTUS ruling, with the tribal decisions in the courts and federal courts, we may wind up holding some federal prisoners before it's over.
Yeah, that did make a big change in how law enforcement and the judiciary does business in this part of Oklahoma.
And we're working very diligently with the local prosecutors, the mm-hmm. federal prosecutors, and with all the tribal agencies. Locally, we're blessed to have the tribes that support us. We're right in the middle of the Cherokee Nation, mm-hmm. and they're tremendous supporters of law enforcement and of the entire county. They do things throughout the county that most people don't even know.
That's true. That's absolutely
part of the roads and bridges are built by them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a pleasure to work with the Cherokee Nation, and it's going to be a different way of doing business. Mm-hmm. But we're going to do it cooperatively, professionally, and in the best interest of everybody.
Great. Well, we got about a minute or so left. Sheriff, is there anything that you'd like to add?
Well, I would just like to thank all the voters that came out in the primary and got me into the runoff. And I'd like to thank everybody that supports me and everybody that supports the Constitution of the United States and is not afraid to stand up for the flag of our nation and protect our rights as Americans. And one of those rights is to get out and vote. So next, or 2 weeks up the road, Tuesday the 25th, I just ask that you come out and vote your conscience and hopefully allow me to carry on my career at the Washington County Sheriff's Department mm-hmm. and be your sheriff for the next 4 years. It would be my pleasure, and I would be most honored. God willing, that's what I'll get to do.
All righty. Sheriff Scott Owen, thanks for being with us. We'll see you Monday night at the forum. And I want to thank you for being on our Community Connection.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
St. Jude exceeds any expectation or any dream I could have ever had about a hospital. First was getting David here to save his life. But then I was told we wouldn't get a bill. I didn't quite process that. How's this possible? It's possible through all the wonderful people who donate.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. If you think about that, I mean, go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine.
The research here is research that we share with everyone else, because overall, we want to help all children that have cancer. What makes that possible is people that give to St. Jude. They really help us to fulfill our mission, and we're so grateful to have them on our team.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Upper 70s all throughout Osage, Washington, and Nowata counties. Hopefully your Friday morning is going well. K1, it's 9:47, 78 degrees. It's time for Brew and Buzz about this time every single Friday morning here on K1. I'm joined by Bartlesville High Athletics and Activities Director Thad Delbeck. And good morning, Coach. How's it going?
Hey, Evan. Good morning to you. It's going very well. Thank you.
First day of school yesterday, first varsity athletic events on Tuesday, so we're kind of getting into the swing of it. It's been a long backswing, if you will. Obviously, we've had a couple of different people in here for Brew and Buzz since the last time Bartlesville even had varsity sports, I guess right before spring break. You were in Ponca City at that time, and it's been a long, long time, about 5 months or so, and finally got some activities and athletics, officially some scores to talk about this week.
Well, finally something for you and I to talk about. It's been an exciting week. You know, the beginning of school is always exciting, but to see our athletes get to start competing and have that competition count is always it's always important to get things going, and it's kind of coincides with the beginning of school and students getting back in the rhythm, and you can just see the excitement in their face and the excitement in their coach's face just getting to compete again. It's been a pleasure to watch.
Big week. Aside from that, and the start of football practice as well, Bartlesville has been practicing since Monday. Softball and volleyball were the teams that we just mentioned that had actual varsity games this week. Cross country has been practicing with those softball and volleyball girls, but they don't have actual competitions for a couple more weeks still. So let's run down how these teams did in the first week, and let's start with volleyball. Lady Bruins had a couple home matches against both Skiatook and Spolpa, and they're both straight set victories. I know you and I were talking last night. Two of those sets that the Lady Bruins won were right at 25-23 and I think 26-24. So that's a heck of a volleyball match.
Yeah, it was exciting volleyball last night. Skiatook was very scrappy, but our girls just continued to hammer away at them. I talked to Coach Ward afterwards. She was extremely excited about how we played. It was exciting volleyball, worth the price of admission to get in there and watch this competition. And it's, it's early in the season, but I know that Coach Ward is very good or very excited about how well her girls are playing. But she mentioned she's still seeing lots of little things that are going to be easy to address and easy to fix, and they'll just continue to get better.
Kind of one of the storylines for the Lady Bruins when I was talking with Coach Ward earlier this week. If you're not aware or don't follow them day to day, Mia Otten, who is a junior, is one of the best, if not the best, volleyball player in the state of Oklahoma, perhaps the region. She's going to go on and get a scholarship to a name brand school somewhere here pretty quickly. She's an attacker, someone who scores for Bartlesville. And Coach Ward had mentioned that the Lady Bruins' main thing that they need to focus on is just being able to handle the other team's serve. If you can get to that point, if you can pass the ball and get it to a point where Mia can attack, it's going to be pretty hard for the other team to stop.
Yeah, and that's right. You know, and I know that, of course, they have Mia, and she's impressive. A lot of fun to watch. And I know that Coach Ward has a lot of her players playing in new positions or getting varsity action for the first time, but they're working very hard. You know, I know she was put an emphasis on receiving serve, and they did very well last night. They did well in both matches all week. Again, Mia is a dominant player. But there's several, that squad is talented. And just to watch the excitement and the teamwork and how they play, that's what it's all about. They're really enjoying themselves.
Lady Bruins softball picked up a big district win on the road to begin their season on Tuesday, 5-1 over Enid. Sydney Price, who's probably going to be Bartlesville's number one pitcher, got the win there. Did drop a non-district contest to Sand Springs, a bigger part, and that was the home opener yesterday afternoon. And they actually have another district doubleheader at Choctaw today.
Yeah. Softball is getting going, and Coach Minton was excited after the first game out at Enid. My first chance to go out and watch them play yesterday evening. Had a great crowd. You know, people are excited to get back and watch high school athletics. Sand Springs just kept the pressure on them last night, and we were unable to respond. But I know Coach Minton likes his team. Likes the chemistry of the team, and by all reports, from what I'm hearing from him, they're working hard and they're very coachable.
We talked about some of the different things. Obviously, you guys, and not just you guys, but everyone around the state is having to do with protocols with the teams, obviously, and with the fans as well. You had a few varsity home events this week. Obviously, you've had some other freshman and junior varsity events as well. Just kind of eyeballing, how's everything working with all that right now?
Well, it's working well. Of course, we're asking patrons, fans, parents to have their masks on. It's like most things, and I compared last week before we began to communicate that or enforce that as much to this week in the gym for volleyball. Everybody was abiding by the rules. An outdoor event like softball, some were choosing to wear their masks and sit in the stands, and some were choosing to kind of spread out. But that's important. We all got to do our part, and we want our secondary activities to have a complete season. And if wearing a mask is going to help us make sure that our young people get to enjoy a complete season, then I think that's a small price to pay.
Talking with Thad Dilbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz. We talk Bartlesville High Athletics and Activities every single Friday morning about 9:45 here on K1. If you missed it earlier, volleyball 2-0. Lady Bruin Netters are off for the week. Softball does have that doubleheader at Choctaw. And then now we get to talk some real-life football for the first time, which is pretty fun, obviously. Adjacent sport, the Bartlesville football team has been out. This will be their fifth day of practice today. They're going to have something... I'd have to revisit exactly what words Coach Sport used, but something resembling an inter-squad scrimmage tomorrow at Custer Stadium. I know I saw some videos on social media. Today is the first official day you can hit one another for high school football in the state of Oklahoma. I saw some statewide news outlets were at some practices where they were doing some of those stereotypical football drills where they hit one another. So we're inching our way there. Bartlesville has 3 weeks from today to get ready for the first game. A lot of other teams across our kind of Tri-County region only have 2 weeks. So Bruins have that inter-squad scrimmage tomorrow. The weekend following that, they'll be in Jinx for a little kind of round-robin scrimmage type of deal the Trojans always put on. And then Coweta comes to Custer Stadium that same weekend that a lot of the other teams open up on the 28th during Zero Week. And then it's Claremore September the 4th. And I can assure you it sounds like a lot of time, but that'll go by probably pretty quickly for you and I, and most assuredly for Coach Sport.
Well, sure. We're all busy preparing for that. I get a kick out of talking to Coach Sport and the rest of his staff. Those are high-intensity guys, and they've worked very hard this summer to be prepared. Been out and watched several of the practices. You know, their practices are planned and orchestrated and lots of energy and lots of moving around from here to there and the players are responding. You know, Coach Sport is a high energy guy it's been fun watching those guys and getting to know those guys. And I know certainly that our football team is ready for some scrimmage of any type, inter squad tomorrow, a scripted inter squad scrimmage. Won't be that long. I think they're going to script a couple of 24 play sessions. And all players at all the different levels will get some time. But then just counting down to when they can play some of the schools from some of the other towns, starting with the Jinx preview. And then, like you mentioned, we have Coweta coming here for the second scrimmage. But certainly Coach Sport feels like they're off to a good start.
That Dill Beck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director with us here on Bruin Buzz. You know, it seems to me kind of taking a step back that having someone with really good organizational skills and someone with a really good positive attitude would maybe pay off now more than ever. And that's exactly what Coach Sport and his entire staff has. And sometimes things happen for a reason. And I just got to say it makes me feel better knowing that someone like that is in charge of that group, because with everything going on, you got to have someone really organized and prepared and ready to go to get a group that big through all the protocols and kind of navigate them through this preseason once the year starts. And just from watching him the last couple of years, that's a good guy to have at the helm.
Well, certainly. And you know, we've spent some time in some of our staff meetings talking about how we respond to adversity. And you know, this is some adversity. It's at least minimally a wrinkle, a very large and important wrinkle that we're being forced to deal with. And you know, I said our attitudes of our athletes a lot of time will just be a reflection of our own. It is the new normal. Let's get used to it. Let's apply our restrictions and our expectations for the ways we're going to do things now, and let's do it with a positive attitude and accept it, and let's get on down the road. And again, I've mentioned this in weeks past. Kids will respond. They'll respond in an athletic situation. They have responded yesterday in school. You know, they know it's important, and you know, all of our coaches are preaching to their athletes. You know, the restrictions that we're abiding by in the locker room and on the practice field or on the floor, because we want to play. And so if those, again, that's a small price to pay for us to be masked or distanced or spending very few minutes in the locker room. We want our athletes to be able to compete and enjoy a full season.
That Dill Beck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz. You can hear from Coach Sport tomorrow morning. It'll probably be about 7:15 or so when he's on the air, sometime after 7 o'clock right here on K1. We have our annual high school football preview show, our Coach's Breakfast broadcast. So Coach Sport will come on, talk a little bit about Bruin football live from Frida's Cocina Mexicana in Bartlesville. And we'll probably detail that inter-squad scrimmage a little bit. I know that that's going to be open to the public, so you can wear your mask and come out and you can see a little bit of football in town tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's certainly. We want fans and parents and family to come out and watch that. And, again, you know, the fall and the start of school is always an exciting time, and people are always ready for that to begin anyway. But I think particularly this year, you know, we had a big crowd at the volleyball matches Tuesday, particularly the first one. People just want to get out and watch some athletics, and it's exciting, and just like any other year, we want our fans to be able to come out and enjoy it.
Thad Dill Beck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz. Coach, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Evan.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region.